There is a particular quality to silence at places where terrible things have happened. It is not a peaceful silence. It is the kind that presses on you. Standing here at Wailatpu, which means in the Cayuse language place of the ryegrass, you might feel it. The rolling hills, the sage and bunch grass, the wide sky. A landscape that does not give anything away. In 1836, Marcus and Narcissa Whitman arrived here as Protestant missionaries. They came to convert the Cayuse people to Christianity and to American farming. Narcissa was one of the first white American women to cross the continental divide, and her letters home, vivid and detailed and full of wonder and hardship, helped convince thousands of Eastern families that the overland journey west was possible. The mission became a rest stop on what would become the Oregon Trail. Wagon trains arrived depleted, and Marcus treated injuries and disease and the effects of months of hard travel. The place accumulated significance without anyone quite noticing how fast. What was also accumulating was tension. The Cayuse watched their homeland fill up with emigrants who showed no signs of stopping. They watched diseases arrive with the wagon trains, diseases to which they had no immunity. And they watched their own people die in numbers that seemed impossible, while most of the white emigrants recovered. Within Cayuse tradition, a medicine man could be held responsible for the deaths of his patients. That responsibility could be enforced fatally. Marcus Whitman was, from the Cayuse perspective, practicing medicine, and far too many Cayuse were dying under his care. In November of 1847, a measles epidemic had killed perhaps half the Cayuse who contracted it. On the 29th of that month, a group of Cayuse men came to the mission. 13 people died, including Marcus and Narcissa Whitman. 47 others were taken captive. The event transformed the political map of the Pacific Northwest. Congress, which had been slow to establish formal governance over the Oregon country, acted within months. The Oregon Territory was organized. American military forces moved west. The Cayuse War followed, and with it more deaths and the eventual confinement of the Cayuse people to a reservation. The mission buildings are gone. The site preserves the memory instead. The outline where the house stood, the mill pond, the mass grave. A trail leads past these places without demanding any particular feeling from you. What it does demand is attention. Both things are true here. The Whitmans came with genuine conviction and genuine compassion. The Cayuse acted from genuine grief and genuine fear. History rarely offers a version of events where everyone is wrong or everyone is right, and Wailatpu is not that kind of place. It is the kind of place where the silence presses on you and asks you to hold more than one thing at once.